about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you have probably heard the story where they were discussing how if your teenagers are happy and they're happy-go-lucky kids, they're most likely going to earn more in adulthood and possibly be successful. Whereas if your kids are gloomy, they're done for. Do you guys believe that? I mean, when is being a teenager a fun time? You got the pimples, you got the breakups, you got, I mean, it's high school for crying out loud. Anyway, researchers followed more than 10,000 U.S. adolescents over a decade and found that happiness during the teenage years and young adulthood was linked with income. By age of 29, they say teens who were gloomy earned 30% less than the average salary at age 29, whereas happy teens earned 10% above average. They say happiness is a good predictor of income. They looked at gender, IQ, physical health, height, all that. And this was a researcher, Andrew Oswald, from a professor of economics at the University of Warwick in England. Now, I guess people in the study, what they did is they talked about their emotional well-being when they were 16 years of age, 18 and 22. Researchers then followed up with them when the participants reached 29 as part of this national longitudinal study of adolescent health. The teens were asked to rate their life satisfaction on a 5-point scale, and researchers found that each 1-point increase was associated with a $2,000 increase in income by age 29. Oh, my gosh, we should have been on happy pills. Can you imagine if we were on happy pills in high school, how much money we'd be making now? Oh, that would be nice. Researchers found that teens also benefited from being outgoing and having fewer neuroses. Researchers found that happier teens earned more than their gloomy siblings. Researchers emphasized that the link may work in both directions, with income levels and happiness influencing each other. Among study participants, happiness levels were further boosted by earning a college degree, getting hired for a job, and receiving promotions. There is something to the happy child. I mean, I got a patient right now. I'm a little frustrated by this because I don't think I could help her. And I usually feel like I could help everybody. I don't think I can help this kid. She comes in. Apparently she was adopted as a very, very young child. So only knows her adoptive parents as her parents. And she comes in with a huge attitude. I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. I hate school. I hate this. So she's being homeschooled now because she hated school so much she failed. She hates the homeschool. And from what I understand, the family is trying to do her homework for her just so she passes. Everything she hates. I wanted to get her on a psychiatrist. She doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to go. And these parents don't really appear to have that much control over her. They're her adoptive parents, but they're a little older. And she just hates everything. And I go, well, is there something you want to do? I mean, I know if you could change your life right now. I mean, because I know you hate, you know, where you are, you hate what's going on. What is on your wish list? I mean, if you could snap your fingers and your wish come true, what would it be? And she told me what she wanted to do. And I don't want to go into too much detail because in case they're listening, they're going to get mad that I told the story on air. So I have to be as anonymous as possible. And I go, okay, well, that's a goal. So what do you have to do to get there? Well, I got to go through school, but I hate school. And I see where this is going. Okay, I mean, obviously, if a kid hates everything, hates school, hates sitting down doing work, just can't stand, you know, where their life is going, that goal seems really unattainable. Now, we adults, we take a look at the kid and we go, oh my gosh, just get your act together, just get through school. Life is about doing things you don't like. Do things that you don't like to get to do things you do like. I mean, as long as they're ethical and safe. All right? You know, nobody likes school. Nobody likes everything that they have to do with their job, but they have to do that part to have the good. And there's no talking to this person. There's no talking to her. And, I mean, I'm sure a cognitive therapist would probably get through, all right, if I could get her to one. I love therapists. But you see that. The one thing I'm seeing, and a lot of our youth, and we talk about our youth, is they don't like hard work. All right? Is it that they dislike the work, or is it because it's hard? And we grew up having to do hard work. Our parents grew up. I mean, work was hard. School was tough. You didn't have a Wikipedia. You didn't have Google. You didn't have smartphones. And many times we weren't allowed to use calculators, even when they became big. We had to do things the hard way. And the reason why you do things the hard way is because you hopefully then find an ethical easy way, or you appreciate when the easy way comes. And we have such an aversion towards hard work with, I think, this generation that it scares me, or it's a misconception that what they're doing is already hard. You know, I talk about my kids a lot on the show because luckily they don't listen, and hopefully they don't listen to archives and get mad at me later when they're adults. But I have one child just like that. He thinks his school is the hardest school in the world because he has about an hour of homework a night. That's nothing. An hour of homework a night is nothing. And we have this spoiled generation. And I'm not saying everybody in Generation Y or whatever we call this generation is spoiled. But I'm noticing more and more of it. I'm like, that's nothing. You think this is hard? Wait till high school. Wait till college. And then what answer do you get? Well, I don't want to go to college. I mean, if it's going to be like this, why would I even go? And then you're like, you think your day in and day out job is going to be easier? You know, trust me, I was probably the biggest nerd in school in terms of liking school. Okay, and still, I hated some of my classes. And still, I even considered saying to heck with it. But what kept me is I was working for the EPA at the time, and I was in a lab. And even though I liked my job overall, there were days when I realized this is not what I would want to do the rest of my life. I've never worked a 9-to-5 job, so I was assuming it was going to be like an 8-to-6 job my whole life. And I was like, I better love what I'm doing, or at least hopefully have an income such that I could go on vacation once in a while and regroup. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 20, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1731.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1774.39, $887.20 for a half ounce, or $443.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1774.39, $887.20, and $443.60.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east. but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say doctors sometimes fail to inform a pharmacist that a patient has been taken off a medication. And the pharmacist continues to refill the patient's prescription for the drug. How many of you have had this happen to you? Where your pharmacist will call you saying, you're due for a refill or your refill's ready to pick up. See, I thought it's very interesting because I don't take a lot of medications. So I don't have recurrent medications, but I was kind of shocked to hear from my patients that the pharmacist just refilled it. And I'm like, don't you have to call and ask for a refill? You know, I mean, like with birth control, that's probably the only medication I've taken on a regular basis. I have to call them up and say, I think I'm due for a refill. I'd like to pick one up. You know, like Walgreens has a answer line, or you're able to plug in your number, per se. And I guess there's a study that looked at 1,200 instances in 2009 where patients' medications were discontinued by Harvard Vanguard doctors, but 1.5% of them were refilled at the pharmacy. And 12% of those refilled medications cause some degree of harm, like lowering their blood pressure, allergic reaction, nausea, lightheadedness, etc. So the study is published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. And it kind of brings to light, I think we need to be more aware. You know, as a doctor, I go, all right, well, stop this medicine. I'm giving you something new. And I think that's good enough. And you know me, I speak quickly. I give them a new medicine. If I can barely keep track of these brand names, you go Losartan versus, you have Cozar, and you have Pravastatin versus Pravacol. If I could barely keep track, knowing all the generic and brand names with these medications, how am I supposed to be 100% confident that a patient who's already on 5-6 medications will discontinue the correct one? Now, many times what I've done to avoid any of these mistakes happening is I tell my patients to bring in your bottles of medication. And then what I do is I X out the bottle. Because I'll say, stop the Norvasc. I'm going to take you off the Norvasc. I'm going to put you on something else. Well, Norvasc isn't on any of their bottles, but amlodipine is, because they got the generic. You know, many of us doctors will write brand name. If you don't write dispense as written, it'll get switched to the generic. So I'm telling a patient to stop the Norvasc. Meanwhile, they can't find Norvasc in their medicine cabinet. They have an amlodipine, and they're still taking it. So my suggestion to you is to do what I tell my patients to do. Bring those medications in and let the doctor just exit. Let him put a bad smiley face, googly eyes, I don't care. But something so that you know that that's the medicine the doctor is talking about to discontinue, such that if your pharmacist is on top of things and goes, hey, I got your medicines all ready for the first of the month, come by and pick it up. You're like, okay, whoa, 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 don't give me one of them. So it kind of makes sense. Now, I have had some of you call up going, oh my gosh, I accidentally took two of my the medication the doctor gave me. I took one in the morning and then I saw it to take it at night. I took two. What do I do? Oh my God. Do I call Poison Control Center? First of all, Poison Control Center, I think it's phenomenal to have. Always have Poison Control Center at near every phone. Why not? I think it's a brilliant thing to do. And for those of you that don't have landlines, make sure you have Poison Control Center on your smartphone. I think that's always brilliant, causing poison, you know. But for the most part, for those of you that have taken two blood pressure medicines, well, a lot of times what we'll do, I mean, if you took them incorrectly, is we tell you to watch your blood pressure, right? And then maybe skip the next dose. You know, sometimes these medicines don't work that quickly. Some do, some don't. But you call your doctor, right, and you let them know what you took. They'll decide based on what you took, what you need to do, or what your next step should be. But luckily, most of the cases, we actually see that we just tell you to watch your blood pressure. We'll go down a little bit, but hopefully nothing too scary. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. When you guys are fiddling around Facebook a little bit later, find the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's us. Always nice to connect. One of the stories we talked about a little bit earlier in the show was how unemployment has been linked to increased chances of heart attacks. Just to summarize pretty quickly, researchers looked at 13,000 men and women who were between 51 and 75. They were a part of this survey from the National Institute of Aging. And they looked since 1992 how many different jobs they went through, if they were currently employed or not. Not the reason why they were employed or not in terms of laid off, et cetera, just, you know, if they were employed or not. And those that were out of work four different times had a much more significant increase risk of heart disease than those, at least a 70, hold on one second. It had a 60% higher risk of heart disease than those who didn't have a job loss. Those that had just one job loss in that period, 22% more chance of having a heart attack. Now, when they looked at all these people, there were only 1,061 heart attacks, and there could be a variety of reasons for those heart attacks. But we do know that when you are unemployed, you don't take your medication as well. You may be stretching the medication out. You may not be going to the doctor, but the stress of unemployment, that wears on you. So the one thing we had suggested earlier in the hour is to make sure that you keep an eye on your family members, on your ex-coworkers, because if they are cardiac vulnerable, being out of work could put them over the edge. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A judge has ruled today, Audrey Collins of U.S. District Court, that Santa Monica may ban nativity and seasonal displays in public spaces. From what we understand, the nativity scene has been displayed in Palisades Park this year for nearly 60 years. But the new ruling prevents any holiday displays, from what I understand, snowmen, Christmas trees, menorahs, anything like that in public spaces. It has to go to private areas. Apparently, from what I understand, it was an atheist who had disliked the nativity scene and had put up an asked for a permit to put up an atheist type of display, talking about myths and Poseidon, I guess, and devil, etc. And then more started to come up, and it almost looked like a battleground. And I guess the judge stepped in, saying, "Well, then forget this. Just no, no religion in public spaces. Just go privately." And, I just found this a little odd because we just talked about in San Francisco public nudity. So if you're walking with your kids in a park, apparently in some cities in California, you are able to see men's genitalia dangle, but you are not going to be able to see mistletoe dangle. And I just don't understand why the latter is more offensive than the former. I mean, I like religion. I understand that if it's not of your religion, it could make you, feel a little at ease. I don't see that because I see Buddha statues. I see Kwanzaa. I see Christmas. I see Jewish things all over the place. And I like it. I just think religion, I see crosses all over the place. What happens if you're in a park and you're looking across the street and you see a cross on a church? I mean, does that church have to pull it down because you're in a public space and you could see it? I think religion inspires, a sense of peace, and atheists find peace as well. I'm a fan of it. I'm a fan of seeing, Santa Claus and seeing snowmen and seeing Christmas trees. I think the nativity scene is a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. It just, what I don't understand is then how you can have the other side of the spectrum where nudity is fine. That, to me, is a little confusing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say kids that have missed school during Hurricane Sandy are going to probably have to make up school during winter break. They say school was closed for a whole week, so kids will be having 3 of the 5 days as open for school that was scheduled on vacation. Now, city schools only have 2 built-in snow days, from what I understand in New York. State law requires 180 days of class. Elementary and middle school students will have to attend a full day of class on June 4th instead of just a half a day. And they're going to try to figure out how to make these days up. Honestly, the last day of school, adding the extra half day. I mean, what do you learn on the last day of school? It's usually the parties. I mean, that's ridiculous. But then again, they say 5,400 students returned to their original classrooms on Monday as 12 schools reopened in Queens and Brooklyn. Can you believe that? Only now they've been able to go back to school. More than 7,800 students in 18 schools are still attending class in temporary spaces. Many will reopen by the end of the month. So, people want to kind of go back to normal and get back to school, but these kids are missing a significant amount of school that they're going to probably make up during Christmas break. That stinks if parents already have plans, but, it's... these days, I mean, you do learn a lot. Depending on the school. Oh, well, what are you going to do? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. I'm kind of watching this case that's going on now in New York City. Apparently, the court is questioning the use of school space for churches that are helping with hurricane relief. Apparently, a Christian legal organization has been defending the rights of New York City churches to continue meeting for worship services at public schools on weekends, saying the city is seeking to evict them while they are still helping Hurricane Sandy victims. From what we understand, the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York said on Monday that after-hours worship services for Christian churches exalt the religion above others, which is against the Constitution. Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel Jordan Lawrence has been representing local churches in the Bronx Household of Faith versus Board of Education, said no decision has been made yet, but 3 judges have heard arguments from both sides. They said they should get a decision in several months. Whomever loses will probably appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The injunction remains in effect, so churches and other religious groups are allowed to continue meeting in the New York City public schools. In June, U.S. District Court Judge Loretta Preska issued a permanent injunction against a regulation that puts a ban on worship at NYC public schools, but now the appeals court will have to have a decision in the coming months. I mean, Okay, from what I understand, you know, I mean, when I grew up, I always remember wanting to kind of go to the school, right? Because we could hang out in the field. I thought the school was really cool at night, and we always wanted to kind of hang out. And the school was never closed down. We'd always get caught, and people would be there because there would be a church meeting. It was a place where a church could meet. And so I didn't realize that there's been a ban this whole time for churches to meet. I guess it depends on the state. It depends on the city. But I've just always, you know, I'm like, what are you kids doing here? You know, because, you know, whatever music, whatever boombox. And I didn't realize that they were trying to hold some worship or some Bible study class. We're like, sorry, my bad. And I'm like, I didn't think anybody was here at the school. And it's very interesting because meeting space has become very far and few between. I didn't realize how much difficulty churches or groups have in terms of meeting space. You know, I always contact the university and say, look, if ever the students need a place to meet, to have their meeting, and the student union is booked up or et cetera, use my house. Meeting space is very difficult. Everybody either wants you to cater the event or they want to pay, et cetera. So I was wondering about that. What was going on during Hurricane Sandy if certain churches couldn't hold their meetings? And so, if there's a vacant school building on a weekend, it's not really extending religion to the students. It's an architectural structure allowing people to be able to still do what they need to while their place of worship is being rebuilt. So I don't know. All right. Okay. So it's something that, you know, we just didn't realize. I mean, you know, you look at people that didn't have power. Still, some people don't have power. Still fighting for food, fighting to, you know, get their lives back in order. And you completely forget there's also people that have a difficulty praying. And so, and meeting. And so, because remember, you know, whenever you have an event like this, I mean, whenever you have something as devastating as a hurricane or flood, et cetera, you know, you want civilization to get back into the swing of things. That's what we were talking about with the schools. You know, one of the, I think superintendent said, look, we don't want everyone to assume everything's back to normal, you know, but it's, you know, luckily kids are back in school, you know, and so having that displacement and everything stop, I mean, that's how nature wins. You know, don't let nature win. Okay. Yeah. It's brutal what happened, but you keep living. You keep keeping on. Try to get to work. Try to continue your worship. Try to continue to, you know, don't let nature, you know, stop your life. I mean, it's already affecting your life as much as it already has. Don't let it affect it more. And once you start getting back into the swing of things, it's easier to recuperate. And so I'm definitely for, I mean, wherever the churches need to meet, I'm fine with. There's always a fight with everything, isn't it? 1-877 Doc Dolly. Now, this is kind of interesting. Scientists have been able to help paralyzed dogs walk again after taking healthy cells from their noses. They say movement was restored to the dog's hind legs by bridging breaks in the spinal cord using olfactory and sheathing cells taken from their noses. The cells support nerve fiber growth that maintains a communication pathway between the nose and the brain. And apparently they said that the dog, one of the dogs, Jasper, a dachshund who was disabled, started whizzing around the house. I guess, I mean, if they could do this with humans, that's incredible. Scientists looked at 34 pet dogs that had all suffered, spinal cord injuries as a result of accidents and back problems. None was injured deliberately for the sake of research. I had to put that out there, okay? Okay, so nobody injured the dog to test this. One group of dogs had the olfactory and sheathing cells taken from the lining of their noses injected into the injury site. Another was only injected with the liquid in which the cells were suspended. Dogs were tested for neurological function at one-month intervals and had their walking ability assessed on a treadmill. Those that received the actual cells and not the placebo showed improvement. Now, If they could restore even a small amount of movement in humans with spinal cord injuries, this could be phenomenal. Now remember, I mean, spinal cord injuries are so brutal because of the bed sores, the pneumonias, the lack of movement, the bone loss, etc. And it's going to be, I don't know when it's going to be until they can make people walk again. But if they could allow movement and encourage that, I'm ecstatic. That's pretty exciting stuff. And I'm sorry if I'm all, you know, giddy about this one. I just think that stuff is really cool. Nose cells. Come on. That's cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So now, in news, medical news today, they say an Alzheimer's gene has been linked to other dementias. So if you got the Alzheimer's gene, not only are you screwed in that respect, but you could get another dementia even if you don't get Alzheimer's. They looked at the E4 allele of the gene for apolipoprotein E, ApoE, which was elevated in both Parkinson's and Lewy body dementia, and they found that the ApoE4 contributed to neurodegeneration through mechanisms distinct from the disturbed amyloid Alzheimer's process. All right. Now, we've talked about different types of dementia. Many people confuse Alzheimer's with multi-infarct dementia. Multi-infarct dementia happens when you have multiple, or they call it ischemic dementia. I call it multi-infarct, where basically you've had little cholesterol plaques from your carotids, from your heart, etc., go up to the brain, causing a lack of blood supply to that mini part of the brain, and then rendering it not as useful. And after that happens multiple thousands of times a day, after a while you could lose some pretty significant brain function. That is going to need a completely different sort of treatment and progress in science than Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is where you have the amyloid deposit and the protein deposits that get into the brain, cause these plaques, scarring, etc. And so, you know, when you see that somebody that has a completely different type of dementia now could be more cloned to Parkinson's dementia or another type of dementia, it's kind of frustrating. It does not look like, though, this gene has anything to do with multi-infarct dementia, because multi-infarct dementia is more of an environmental issue. Now, how to prevent both? We don't know how to prevent Alzheimer's. We don't. In terms of multi-infarct dementia, it is preventable. All right, take a look at the carotids. Have your doctor ultrasound the carotid arteries, which are the big arteries in the neck. When you feel your pulse in your neck, that's your carotid. Have them do ultrasounds and take a look how much plaquing there is. Lower your cholesterol, lower your sugar, stop smoking, lower your blood pressure. That seems to help multi-infarct dementia phenomenally. The other types of dementia, apparently they're more genetically induced. So not a big surprise. As far as I'm concerned, anybody showing memory loss or any signs of dementia, it's not a bad idea to have a neurologist do a little evaluation on you. Screen. Your family doctors and internists a lot of times do mini mental status exams, but if you're actually showing some sort of cognitive deficit or loss of memory, have a neurologist take a peek, because God forbid you are prone to Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, etc. If there's something they can do to slow it down, all the power to them. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m., I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think Thanksgiving week is probably one of the most looked forward to weeks because it's the shortest. I think it's probably the shortest week out there. I mean, you know, sometimes Christmas lands on a Sunday, sometimes Christmas lands on a Saturday, and maybe your employer will, you know, take off the Friday before, etc. But Thanksgiving, no matter what, it's on Thursday, Friday. So just knowing we're in a short week, it's just a little energizing. I mean, it stinks because we had a talk show boot camp conference just last week, and so something like that was phenomenal. But you come back and you're you're like, okay, I'm ready to work and I'm ready to pound it. And then, well, we got a 3-day weekend and we're kind of winding down because we're going into holiday. And so it's kind of like, I kind of wish Thanksgiving wasn't for a couple weeks because I'm going to need it then. You know, I'm kind of refreshed. I just got back, you know, from a phenomenal convention, made it a little mini vacation. I'm ready to rock and roll. But that's okay because I will still answer emails. I'm still going to be tweeting and Facebooking and giving you guys the news. So I'm still going to work. I'm a workaholic. I may camp for a little bit. Yeah, we'll eat some turkey. But I mean, how long does it take to eat turkey? And there's really not a lot of good TV on. So, and I can't really spend a lot of money. So I'll probably be working. I mean, that's just, you know, what I do. But, you know, for those of you out there, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know we're going to be coming into a very, very interesting holiday season. We got a couple extra more shopping days because Thanksgiving landed a little bit earlier. Sometimes when Thanksgiving lands, you know, like 26, 27, you only have a couple more days to November. But think about it. What day is today? Is today the 20th? Which means Thanksgiving is the 22nd. So we have a few more days in the Christmas shopping season because Thanksgiving fell on like the 22nd. Because I think it has to be the second to the last Thursday. Or is it the last Thursday? I forget. But anyway, so it landed. Yeah, it has to be the second. I think so. Anyway, all right, so I'm confused. But anyway, so that's going to be good. So we have a few more shopping days. Hopefully vendors will do a little better. I hope that means people will shop more. These are the busiest days. I can't stand, though, the whole Black Friday lines. I can't stand it. I like doing gift certificates. I think gifts for Christmas, I think gift certificates are the best. People get to buy whatever the heck they want. You know, we're going to do that. After Thanksgiving, we're going to go through some pretty inexpensive Christmas gifts that are really cool. I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's going to be so girly. No. I mean, think about it. Look, guys have to give gifts, too. So what we'll do is, I mean, it stinks because with Thanksgiving, all we're talking about is Christmas and giving and shopping. And we really should, with Thanksgiving, be thinking about, we should be thinking about Thanksgiving, you know, giving thanks and being blessed. And, I mean, we will that day. But the whole talk before Thanksgiving and after Thanksgiving is all about Christmas shopping. So and about having the time off. But, I mean, Thanksgiving is supposed to be our time to be with our families and to thank whoever we believe in for what has been given to us. And, I mean, I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful to everything God has done. I'm thankful to Don, who's been working the dial so diligently. I'm thankful to GCN for allowing me to, do a show and bring it to you guys. I'm thankful to you all for listening. I'm extremely thankful to our military and to our veterans who gave me the freedom to be able to speak on air and be able to voice my opinion, and for them keeping our country safe. So I'm thankful for a lot. And, that's really what we're supposed to be doing. But just after Thanksgiving, absolutely, let's definitely hit, what we could do to get through this season a little cheaper. And what gifts me, see, the big problem we have with Christmas gifts is it isn't so much the price, is if everybody is giving at this time, your gift doesn't stand out and sometimes could be ignored. Now, I know that's not the purpose of giving. The purpose of giving is to give something, and you don't have to get a thank you. You don't have to get a hug back. It doesn't have to be noticed. You're supposed to give. But when we're looking at all the people, if we're looking at, if we're kind of looking at all the people we need to give gifts to and the amount of, money that goes into it, you kind of want to think that the basket you give that loved one or the fruit cake doesn't just get thrown to the side. I can't stand it when my presents don't make it to being opened. We had given a family member a Thomas train set for one of the nephews. And this was actually, it's fairly expensive, but it was a train track that years ago could have been built in the backyard. And the little boy ride around on the choo-choo train, around and around like Thomas the Train. And it was what we thought was going to be an absolute phenomenal gift. Well, when we went to visit that said family member, the box, which appeared to be full, was sitting in the corner of the office holding up a plant. Now, I don't know, maybe they thought it wouldn't be safe. Who knows? And that's their prerogative. But, you know, if you're going through all the time and the thought process and the expense of a gift, you want that gift to stick. And so there's ways to do it. You know, and I've already told you my way. First of all, I try to be the first one to give the gifts. Okay, when everybody gets hounded and these offices get hounded with gifts, you know, around Christmas time, they don't even know where the gifts are coming from. So I usually like to kind of give it early, you know, like Valentine's Day, the year before. All right, but we'll talk about that later. Fox News came up with a quick article discussing how you really need to know your family history and make sure you learn it. They're suggesting that you go to your siblings, your aunts, your uncles about their health conditions, and you write it down. And I'd like to extrapolate that and try to do your family tree. I know there's all these now websites that you could go to get that done, but the one thing I miss are my relatives who are no longer with us and up in heaven, because I have so many questions now. Who died in the Holocaust? Who escaped? Who, you know, moved where? All I know is my little family that's left. And, you know, whoever is still alive that knows more about your family tree, get them to write all that down. And then, of course, make sure you find out as much as possible about family history. Now, I understand generations in the past, you don't talk about your medical issues. A lot of times you didn't even go to a doctor. I mean, I come from a family like that. My mother and father never talk about anything like that. It just, that's just what you don't do. You don't talk to your children about quote unquote weakness. And a health issue could be a quote unquote weakness. Very stupid, you know, because here I am, I'm the doctor of the family. Can you please clue me in so I can make sure I'm taking care of you? We come from a very stubborn family, and most of the men in our family die in their 60s without ever seeing a doctor. And they like it that way. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's stupid. But that's just what the men in my family do. Women in my family, we're a little bit more talkative, but we find excuses not to get the mammograms. We find excuses not to get the pap smears, etc. You need to, though, do whatever investigative work you can to find out what is going on in the family. We were talking about the Miss America pageant. I guess she's Miss Maryland. And how she's in her 20s and wants to get a bilateral mastectomy because her mother had breast cancer at age 27. It came back 20 years later in the left breast. Now, could it have been just a new breast cancer, or could it have been metastasis? We don't know. 20 years later, the next breast affected. I look at it as, you know, both our breasts have a chance to get breast cancer at any time. So she's thinking about getting a mastectomy. And just not even dealing with it because she's BRCA gene positive, from what we understand, has a 75% chance of getting breast cancer. You know, but before you make any of these decisions, you really need to know what runs in the family. If it was just one fluke or one family member came down with cancer, maybe you can think about it. But if, you know, you look back and go, well, yeah, you know, nobody lived past 50 in our family, especially the women. And nobody explained why, but we think it was something female in nature. You kind of know that you got a pretty, pretty heavy gene pool coming at you. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe this holiday week, and I'll be with you tomorrow live. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.